Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 21st of May. First of all, may I start by congratulating York City Football Club on getting back into the Football League after their sensational victory over Luton Town yesterday at Wembley. It was also a good week for York Racecourse, with the three-day Dante Festival producing some outstanding racing and some notable winners. On the opening day Wednesday, the Foug went to the head of the Antipost betting market for the Phyllis Classic, the Investec Oaks at Epsom on Friday the 1st of June, after her commanding victory in the Tattersall's Musidora Stakes. Veteran Yorkshire-based owner-breeder Guy Reid had his colours carried to victory by the sprinter Tiddlywinks, a 25-1 winner of the Duke of York Totepool Stakes for Hambleton trainer Kevin Ryan. On Thursday, Bonfire advertised his Derby credentials after winning Britain's foremost Derby trial, the Betfred Dante Stakes, for King's Clear trainer Andrew Balding. Bonfire is now the second favourite behind the brilliant 2000 Guineas winner Camelot for the Investec Derby on Saturday week, the 2nd of June. Is he top, but in a top-class performance to land the other Group 2 race during the afternoon, the Middleton Stakes? The big race on Friday, the Sporting Bet Yorkshire Cup, a Group 2 contest for leading stayers, went the way of Red Cadeau, a rare Group 1 race winner for jockey Tom McLaughlin. Red Cadeau was beaten by the narrowest of margins in Australia's most famous race last November, the Melbourne Cup. As well as the aforementioned Kevin Ryan, other Yorkshire-based trainers to be on the score sheet at York included Declan Carroll, Richard Fahey, David Barron, Edwin Chua and Elaine Burke. Of course, I must mention the brilliant colt Frankel, who took his unbeaten record to 10 races when winning the Group 1 Lock-In Stakes at Newbury on Saturday. He will now probably go for the Queen Anne Stakes at Royal Ascot, with a possible tilt at the Judmont International Stakes at York in August, something very much to look forward to. Now, looking at the week ahead in Yorkshire, well, there's an 8-race programme this afternoon, Monday, at Redcar, starting at 2:10. Former Grand National winning jockey Graham Lee can partner Forget-Me-Not Lane to victory in the handicap race for three-year-olds over the straight mile at 3:10. And North Yorkshire trainer Neville Bycroft can send out Bedloe's Island to land the handicap race for sprinters at 3:40. On Thursday, there's racing over jumps at Wetherby, the annual Ladies' Day at the West Yorkshire track. There are fashion shows during the afternoon by students from Leeds College of Art, along with competitions to find the best dressed lady and the wearer of the best hat, with prizes in both competitions from interior design company James Brindley. There's racing at Catterick on Friday evening starting at 6:35, with local brand Trio Gitan providing the musical entertainment. Then it's back to York next Saturday for a 7-race card on the Knaresmire, the first of the 6 Saturday afternoon meetings at York this year. The feature races are the Stowe Family Law Grand Cup, a listed race for stayers over a mile and three quarters, and a £40,000 handicap race for sprinters over 5 furlongs. Enjoy your racing.